Hello and welcome to my podcast channel. I'm Snigdha Sri Lakshmi Sunit and you're listening to Snigdha's Talks. Let's continue the summary of Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief. They get a lift from Argus and Argus drops them at a Greyhound station. When they reach there, Percy saw a poster with his photo and it said wanted. So Percy was a criminal in the outside world. He also gets sad thinking about his mother. Then Grover tells him that Sally married Gabe for masking the demigod aura of Percy. Gabe's stench was so strong that it could also mask the demigod aura of a powerful demigod of the Big Three. After waiting for a short time, they board a Greyhound. Soon they have company. Three ladies, ugly old ladies, also board the Greyhound. Percy recognized them instantly. The one in the center was Mrs. Dodds, that evil teacher who almost killed him in the museum. And in the opposite sides of her must be her sisters, because they look almost alike. But Annabeth and Grover tensed, because those three were not ordinary old ladies or teachers. They were the Furies. The three ladies come towards this trio as if they have to use the restroom. Annabeth gave her invisibility cap to Percy because they were after Percy. Percy go past them right towards the bus driver. Then the Furies attack Annabeth and Grover. And Percy messes with the bus driver. The bus driver was very confused because he could not see anyone, but what was happening? He lost control of the bus. Then Percy hits the emergency brake. It spins twice and comes to a sudden halt. The bus driver comes out of the bus first. Everyone except Percy, Annabeth, Grover and the Furies get out of the bus and they have a fight inside the bus. Percy uses his riptide to save him and his friends from these monstrous Furies. And suddenly the trio comes out of the bus and the bus explodes. All their supplies was inside the bag and they forgot to take the bag before the bus exploded. Now they were left without no supplies. And before Percy could uncap his riptide, a passenger takes a photo of him. Then the trio dashes into the woods. The trio was very terrified on what had just happened. Let's continue this in the next podcast. So till then, stay tuned. This is Snigdha signing off. Take care and have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.